live interface on IYFWrestling.com. Here's Sean Jacobs.
All right, wrestling fans, welcome to Interface Wrestling Interface. I'm your host, Sean Jacobs. Welcome to Season 9 here at Interface Wrestling. We kick things off with Proving Ground at the Duanesburg Area Community Center. What an event that was. It took me back to my very first wrestling show as a kid. Just the atmosphere, the smell, the sights, and the sounds. Season 9, let's get into it. We began the night with a tag team matchup featuring the hot new tag team out of the Academy, Sebastian Kelly and Cameron Yates, taking on Salvatore Morocco and former IYFW heavyweight champion Roman Dominguez, a newly formed tag team themselves. Yates and Kelly, a new tag team, showing a lack of teamwork as Yates took a vicious beating from both Dominguez and Morocco. Dominguez really showing some aggression in this match. A new attitude, it seems, as Morocco and Dominguez would go on to win the match. And of course, after the match, Sebastian Kelly, not happy with the results, would lose his cool and assault Cameron Yates after Cameron Yates took a vicious beating all night long. Up next, we had the elimination match of Survival. We would see the return of the Knockout Gang, Jamar Justice and Gabriel Soul, along with Axel Lennox and Matic, taking on Zayn Maverick, Vince Valor, Maximo Suave, and the Rickety Rocket. Lots of action in this matchup. Matic would go on to be the sole survivor of the evening. Up next, we would see Kennedy Copeland come out to the ring. She would order Ivana Leach to the ring, who arrived accompanied by Haley Shadows. Copeland again pressed Leach in regard to her business dealings with Scott Scarsdale after video surfaced on IYFWrestling.com, revealing not only Scott Scarsdale would be involved in the main event match, he would also be the referee after an alleged payout to Leach, to which Leach took great offense. Copeland announced that none other than special guest of the evening, Road Warrior Animal, would be the guest commissioner for the evening, and they would be keeping an eye on all the action throughout the night. Leach would not take well to this additional oversight to her own authority, and with Shadows in tow, Shadows responded with shoving Copeland to the mat. In the next match, the newly crowned New Breed champion, Damon Ravage, would have his first title defense against IYFW fan favorite Dewey Murray. Some great offense from Dewey Murray here in the match, but not enough. Damon Ravage would go on to win that match and keep his New Breed championship in tow. Up next, we would see Garrett Holiday facing Zach Clayton with Don Adams in his corner. Zach Clayton, a future IYFW heavyweight champion in the making. And Garrett Holiday would go back and forth in this matchup. One of the best matches of the evening. I'm a big Zach Clayton fan, so take that for what it's worth. And you should be a big fan, too. This guy has all the makings to become a huge champion, this Zach Clayton. The match would go to a double countout. Following the countout, Clayton and Don Adams both attack Holiday's, severely injuring his arm, attacking that arm, viciously going after it after the match. Zach Clayton showing he will do whatever it takes. Up next at the Duanesburg Area Community Center, we would have the Loser Leaves Professional Wrestling Street Fight between CJ Scott and the mighty Franz Roddy. In a match involving several chairs, chained, and even one of the security barricades, and an emotional, intense matchup, CJ Scott would go on to defeat Franz Roddy. Franz Roddy has to leave professional wrestling. It was an emotional evening, and I'm brand new here at In Your Face Wrestling. And I'm a huge fan also of Franz Roddy. He sort of brings a certain cheeriness and happiness to In Your Face Wrestling. And without him, well, it sort of seems like it's going to be dark days ahead at In Your Face Wrestling. And of course, everybody would come out to salute the mighty Franz Roddy. The entire backstage area would come out, give Franz Roddy the proper send-off that he so truly deserves. Godspeed, Franz Roddy. In Your Face Wrestling won't be the same without him. And we're only halfway through here at the Duanesburg Area Community Center for Proving Ground, Season 9. Up next, we would have the IndyCard Mafia, Eric Emanon and Thomas Brewington, take on the Northern Fury of Vigo and Sergeant Fury, went to a time limit draw. Now, I haven't seen a time limit draw in so long. It literally has been so long, I can't even remember the last time there's been a time limit draw. Northern Fury again getting no satisfaction and now have asked for an additional 5 more minutes with the IndyCard Mafia. And of course, you always have to be careful of what you ask for, because you just might get it, because Northern Fury will have 5 more minutes. We stand alone in Albany, New York, January 16th, that Saturday evening. Northern Fury will get 5 more minutes. Just 5 more minutes. That's it. 5 minutes. Can Northern Fury beat the IndyCar Mafia in 5 minutes? Join us. January 16th, we stand alone. In Your Face Wrestling returns to Albany. Much more on that in just a little bit. Up next on the second and last elimination match of Survival of the Evening, we will see the team of Ricky Williams, Mr. Canada himself, along with the Mad Dog Trip, Benjamin Blackwell, Jimmy Jack Cash, and Surma, taking on Elite Terrell, Ron and Jordan Falco, Rex Atkins, and surprise, Len Oddby. Strange Bedfellows seems to be the theme for the evening. First with Leech and Haley Shadows earlier in the night, and now Len Oddity facing off on his own Surma. Len Oddity will be eliminated early and would then brawl to the back later on with Mad Wolf Trip. And of course, we saw the return of Benjamin Blackwell and Jimmy Jack Cash to action here in Your Face Wrestling. Elite Terrell and Jordan Falco would go on to be the sole survivors of the evening. Up next, we will see our brand new tag team champions, Chip Setson and Hellcat, taking on the team of the Homewreckers, that being Jet Rebel and Anthony Gaines. Jet Rebel, a name you should get to know, a future star here in Your Face Wrestling and a future star at the scene of professional wrestling. Stetson and Hellcat, showing real team cohesiveness, would go on to defeat Jet Rebel and Anthony Gaines. A strong showing, though, by the Homewreckers. Up next, the main event of the evening. Cassius Kutcher challenging Drake Evans for the IYF Heavyweight Championship. Special guest referee Scott Scarsdale. Now, earlier on in the evening, we heard that Road Warrior Animal would be the special commissioner of the evening, keeping an eye on all the action, especially in the main event with Scott Scarsdale as referee. Looks like Scarsdale could use a few more lessons in refereeing. So essentially, you know what happened. It was a 2-on-1. You had Cassius Kutcher as the official wrestler in the match, and of course, Scott Scarsdale as the referee. Scott Scarsdale would appear to have an eye injury, which allowed the IndyCar Mafia the chance to attack Evans. Following the attack, Cassius Kutcher pinned Drake Evans to win the IYF Heavyweight Championship, and Scarsdale declared Kutcher the winner and new champion. However, the guest commissioner, Road Warrior Animal, reversed that decision and ordered Chip Stetson, Hellcat, Franz Roddy, and Kennedy Copeland to clear the ring of the IndyCar Mafia. Newly retired Franz Roddy would help set up Kutcher in the Doomsday device, which Evans would head off the top rope, and replacement referee Tony Constantino would make the proper count, and Evans would retain the IYFW Heavyweight Championship. Does Scott Scarsdale really think he was going to get away with it? Did Ivana Leach think she was really going to get away with it? Now, on to official business for our next event. We Stand Alone. Saturday, January 16th, we return to Albany at the Polish Community Center. Right there in Washington Avenue Extension, we got the next few events happening there. First, We Stand Alone, and then Memories, Moments, Mayhem will take place on Saturday, March 12th, 2016, again at the Polish Community Center in Albany, New York, featuring special guest Hardcore Holly as Memories, Moments, and Mayhem, along with our next event, We Stand Alone, that Saturday, January 16th, starting at 7 p.m., We've got a few matches already announced. We got Northern Fury, again, getting 5 more minutes, and that is it with the IndyCar Mafia. We've got Shooter Storm with Aubrey St. John taking on Firework Fox Vineyard, and a whole lot more. Front row, $15. General admission are $10. Kids 5 and under, general admission is absolutely free. Bring the kids, bring the family. Always a great time. And we want to thank you guys for coming down to the Duanesburg Area Community Center. My first event there, and again, it reminded me a lot of my very first wrestling event, these sights, these smells, and the sounds, and we bring that back to Albany coming in January, and of course, back in March for Memories, Moments, and Mayhem. I am Sean Jacobs. Keep it locked in here at IYFWrestling.com for more updates, and of course, more podcasts.